The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters
the danger. Buckle up, everybody, because we are headed for trouble, and it's going to be a bumpy ride, but then we're going to steer you clear of that trouble. This is the Danger Zone. This is where we're joined each week by David Trainer, the president and founder of New Constructs. And New Constructs as a firm evaluates securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. They do this by starting in at the footnotes level, then working their way up to see whether or not the numbers that most people look at are presenting a true picture of a company's financial health or perhaps lack of health. The result, then, is stocks that are attractive typically are ones that perhaps look better at the deep down level than they do on the surface. And the flip side of that is the dangerous ones. They're the ones that perhaps everybody's talking about and liking, where the true economic picture is somewhat misleading. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. Follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Blackbaud.
It's ticker symbol BLKB. What's the problem here?
Not making any money, extremely expensive valuation, and meaningfully misaligned executive compensation.
Well, why don't we take those things one at a time? Not making any money, is this a case where the numbers are showing that it is making money, so you got a misleading earnings situation?
Yes, we do. True cash flows have declined from about $30 million in 2005 to negative $200,000 in 2015, while their non-GAAP earnings number are very strong and positive. For example, in 2015, the non-GAAP net income was 170% higher than the real GAAP net income. It's almost a carbon copy of what's going on at Valiant. I mean, you've got executives that are incentivized to grow numbers that they can manipulate that cannot pay the bills, right? I mean, we know this now. Non-cash earnings can't be used to cover cash costs. It's outrageous. I mean, the non-GAAP metrics they come up with are just a joke, and that they cut out so many expenses that are about how these guys do business. And again, it comes around a lot with acquisitions. So we did a really good piece recently, kind of a postmortem on the Men's Warehouse acquisition that we warned about. It was in the danger zone a while ago, and of Joseph A. Bank. And what we see that is really we're seeing is the crux of these issues, which speaks to the danger zone last week about compensation committees, is that executives can make big money doing an acquisition no matter how much they pay for the acquisition.
The three things that you talked about were misleading earnings, not making any money. Then the next thing you talked about was directors who are compensated too much. So how bad is that picture with Blackbaud? Is there something that, again, becomes that recognizable factor that says, oh, this is what we're looking for, you know, this is how much they're making, or this is how out of whack or how out of line their incentives are compared to the reality of the situation?
Yeah. So, for example, the definition of their non-GAAP operating income, which is what executives get paid on, is that it's the operating income that removes these costs. Stock-based compensation, executives get paid based with stock. Amortization of intangibles, which is a big cost of doing an acquisition. Employee severances, cost of doing an acquisition. Acquisition-related expenses and restructuring costs, right? So basically, they can go do a terrible acquisition, pay themselves a lot of money for boosting revenue, because part of what they get paid on is revenue as well, and they get paid on based on this adjusted operating income that removes all the costs related to the acquisition strategy. So it's bad. And I mentioned before that the non-GAAP operating income is 160% higher than the GAAP operating income. And I mentioned before that the non-GAAP net income was 170% higher than the GAAP net income. And so you've got a corporate governance issue here that will probably end badly. I think one point that I like to emphasize on this too is that think about the kind of executives a company attracts when they pay them based on these manipulable numbers. I'm still naive enough to believe that the good executives out there really want to create value for their shareholders. And they don't really want to get paid on non-GAAP. They want to do the right thing. That there are executives. I don't know if it's the majority, but I'm sure that those guys do exist. On the other hand, the kind of executive you attract, being able to get paid based on funny numbers and funny money, I just don't think it's as high a quality in the executive. So that's why I think it's such a big deal whenever compensation misaligns the interests of executives and investors, because those executives are going to be out to maximize those non-GAAP numbers. And maximizing non-GAAP numbers means investors can get screwed.
Let's talk about how badly they could get screwed here. What do the numbers tell us about the stock versus reality, so that if there's a catalyst, we know that's always the hardest thing for you to look at and come up with, but if the market just wakes up at some point and realizes what's going on here, what are we likely to see in terms of how bad it's going to get?
You're going to like this one, Chuck. You've asked me before, you need to have like a database of like the growth of companies to see if sometime the expectations baked into some of these stock prices has ever even been achieved, right? And we don't have that database yet. We're building it. But it requires a lot of space to kind of remember all the forecasts or whatever. And long story short, to justify the current stock price, they got to grow profits by 20% compounded annually for 15 years. Here's the kicker. Based on current margin estimates, the profit level that they have to achieve in 15 years would mean that the revenue amount at that point in time would be $9.8 billion, or more than MasterCard, and $3 billion more than Salesforce.com.
Wow.
Just like ridiculous. And I think the size of the entire market, Kyle put this in here, the size of the entire market is $6 billion for nonprofit software.
So, yeah, not realistic. So how big a haircut could this company be taking? What's a real value of the stock worth, in your opinion?
Kyle's scenario is if they grow profits by 11% for a decade, so still pretty damn high, right? The stock's worth $11.
Whoa, $11. 80%. It's trading at 61 right now. That's an almost...
82% downside.
Yeah, I was still trying to do the math in my head. Kyle, of course, being one of the folks who works with you at New Constructs and one of the folks who works on the Danger Zone reports for you. Wow, an $11 stock, and that's with 11% growth, which isn't necessarily realistic. Wow. David, great stuff. Thanks, as always, for joining us on Money Life.
My pleasure.
Remember, it's BlackBaud, ticker symbol BLKB. In the Danger Zone, currently trading in the $60-plus range. David says ultimately it's worth about $11. If you want to learn more about what David is talking about, they blog at New Constructs about their Danger Zone picks. So that'll be up today at newconstructs.com. If you want to find out when it's up, follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. They blog when they put those posts up as well. Up next, it's the Money Life Market Call. Charlie Clark from the USA Mutual's Takeover Target Fund makes his maiden voyage when Money Life continues right after this message.